guaranteed.com.
A C-17 military cargo plane crashes at an Air Force base in Anchorage, Alaska. We've got a few of the details now coming in on that one. Hey, everybody. Kay Delaney, America Tonight. Hope this show finds you well as we go down that highway of information that we like to call purely water cooler buzz, and there is ton of it. I mean, a ton of it. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. That's the number to call. The big bad story is the Arizona decision. And the Arizona decision, in case you don't know, while lots of people oppose Arizona's immigration law that was supposed to kick in on Thursday, there were as many people who were hailing it as a wild victory. But a judge blocked most of the crackdown in that tougher law, and supporters are thrilled to pieces and are cheering what's actually left with the state legislation. So the question becomes a couple of things. Should Arizona fight the ruling or say, this is costing us a bundle of dough? We've already had our voices heard. Now it's up to the federal government. Well, you bet they're going to fight it. It ends up in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I'm certain of that. It goes all the way up the flagpole to the Supreme Court. You can weigh in. Is this a big loss for Arizona and for other states in general? The one thing Arizona did, no matter what, so far to this point, is kick up the dust on what are we going to do about the illegal problem that we have in the United States, forcing the federal government to try to come up with some kind of plan, as previously has been discussed, but never voted upon, never got very far, and usually it's because it's an election year of some sort. This isn't a presidential election year, but there are lots of positions up for grabs. All the House seats, as you already know, 37 Senate seats. And if we wanted to break down the individual states, 37 states are going to the polls to elect a governor. Will some of those incumbents survive? And some of them were out anyway, and it would be new faces, but still important positions nonetheless. And when politics are involved, when you're dealing with dicey subjects or what I call radioactive, nobody wants to take off the gloves, and tackle it. They want to step aside because they don't want to risk the chance of alienating too many people who might go and touch the screen for them. They want the job. So here are a couple of thoughts from the get-go. First, here's Congressman Chad Campbell from Arizona.
C-17 and other issues like this are really just hype and rhetoric, and it's really distracted us away from doing what we need to be doing, which is securing the border and fixing our complete immigration system at the federal level.
All right, so we're back to the whole thing again of securing the border, which in some circles is a no-no because they say, well, why do you talk about tightening the border? Because really it's about the illegal immigrants that are here in the first place. But I agree with him. If you have a porous border, what's the difference? Ultimately, you're going to still have that same cat and mouse game that goes on and that's been going on for a very long time. Here's Esmeralda Martinez throwing in her own two cents.
We're not doing genocide. You know, we're just basically asking that you come here in the right manner. You can apply for a working visa. You know, you can go through the appropriate channels. We're not closing the borders entirely. What we're saying is that you have to come here in a legal manner.
All right, so you hear what she says. Come here in a legal manner. It is a fallacy that all Hispanics, everybody who would be considered Latino, is for illegal immigration in this country. That's not true. There are many people who have come from Cuba, Spain, Mexico, Guatemala, I mean, pick a country, any country, and their relatives, maybe three relatives deep, have done it and fought to become citizens, and they do not like the idea of being lumped in to the rest of the crowd. All right, at the top, I said that a C-17 military cargo plane crashed. And you hate to hear stories like that because you automatically think, you know, what happened here? Was it some kind of a military exercise? Was it, if it was a cargo plane, though, it wouldn't have been any kind of a military exercise. It would have probably been something of a drop or, you know, somebody coming, a group of people coming back. And from everything that I've been able to gather information-wise on this, it crashed, and they're at the scene still now at the crash site. The plane was from the Third Wing. It was based in Alaska. It was on a local training run, so it wasn't an exercise, but it was a training run. And they don't know. They're investigating what happened. They have no idea. There was just a big gray plume of smoke. A fireball goes up, goes way up in the air. Calls are just blown up with the local emergency lines. And it is the third plane incident in Anchorage this summer. Woof. In one, a kid was killed and four others were burned when a small plane crashed after taking off from the small airport in downtown Anchorage. And then there was another small plane. There weren't any injuries in this one. As for the cargo plane, still a lot of questions. There were four people on board. They don't know if they're not releasing anyway, whether they survived or not, if in fact they were killed. They would still notify the family first before they released it. And, man, that's too bad. You wonder if there's something to do with air pockets or I'm throwing it out. We tried to get DJ Frost to come on the show, and we will have him come on the show and talk about this. Our resident pilot, along with Denny Kelly, who could offer maybe some more insight into what's going on in that airspace. Maybe it has something to do with that, because the three planes, albeit very different, the two small planes and then this big cargo plane, I think going out are pretty significant, absolutely. If you want to weigh in on the Arizona immigration law going down in flames for now because the judge threw up the block move, feel free to do it. If you were Arizona, if you were the governor, and you look at the legal fund, you look how many people have chipped in, but you see the road ahead and all the money that's going to have to be spent, do you back off or do you continue to press forward? Looking at Jan Brewer and knowing how she is and saying that the fight is far from over and the fact that they're already appealing, you know that that's not the direction that she's going in. But is it the right move? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Believe it or not, there were other things that happened today that will have tongues wagging probably at your office space, if not later on tonight, because you're a third shifter, maybe in the next couple of days or so. And most of it does center around Arizona, but not all of it. There are a few other things happening worth mentioning, I think, that might make the hair on your arm stand up. Stay with us. We're coming back around the bend.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Wide wonder at the joy they found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
It's up to a jury now as far as the former governor of Illinois is concerned and what his fate will be. Will he be in a jumpsuit the next time that we see Governor Blago? Will Blagojevich actually wiggle out of this or not? Remember, it's the whole wiretapping thing that has been played out in court for the conversations he had in trying to, quotes, sell Barack Obama's state Senate seat once he went off to Washington. And the governor says he has a lot of fans, a lot of friends, and now, like I said, it's in the fate of those 12 people. But he thanked some when he stepped outside of a courtroom. Here's what he said.
Both Patty and I are, want to express our deep appreciation and gratitude to the many people, the men and women and young people who've come up to us during this time of trial and have expressed to us their good wishes.
All right, but do good wishes turn into not guilty verdicts? Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think they nail him. Now it's kind of a question of how many charges they nail him on,
right,
and what does he get for them? What would his sentence be? But I think he's going to do some time.
Right, and unfortunately, then there'll be the appeals and then the other appeals. Who knows? We might see this in front of nine of your justices. You know, that's
I wouldn't be shocked by that. No.
No, I wouldn't be, I wouldn't be totally shocked, but I bet you those lawyers aren't glad they're here in Canada because they'd have to wear robes and say, "My lords and my ladies," instead of "Your honors, may it please the court."
Yeah, they go back to the old English style. That's what they do in England and in Canada. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we don't wear the wigs. And
yeah,
Right, and here in Quebec, because of the political influence, we don't swear allegiance to the Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, so it would be different. But, he's dead left to right. And I can't jump into his head. Maybe after he gets out, while he's in prison, maybe he'll write a book about his experience. Who knows? You know, who knows with this guy, you know?
Oh, I think he likes the spotlight. I think he'll write a book when he comes out or a reality show or something. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Now, let's talk about another major oil spill that we've heard about that sort of gets us word, the one in Michigan.
Yeah, nobody's talking about it either.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're talking about it here because, you know, Michigan is, if you know the geography, Detroit, it's literally, you can swim right across into Windsor, Ontario. So people in Windsor, because I know a couple of people there, and they're semi-worried that, you know, they're semi-worried about, I mean, it's not getting the ink or the TV coverage that the Gulf one is getting, but still, for a lot of people and a lot of environmentalists, you know, it is a big deal, you know. So I'm thinking a lot of these major corporations are saying, so what? You know, it's just a few gallons
compared to what happened in the Gulf with 100 days of a spill.
Right, and from what I'm hearing, BP in the last quarter, I mean, really took a big hit.
They did take a big hit, but this is a company that also has deep pockets, and they just want to keep the shareholders on board so that they don't blow the stock and make it go even lower. Right now it's levels off, so it looks like they're going to weather it.
Right, and, by the way, I'm going to ask her again.
Good for you.
I know. I mean, I asked her, it's been almost a year, and, you know, I don't bug her about it because, you know, she had that health scare and all that, so... I figure, you know, well, when I'm going to ask her is, I don't know, where, probably the same spot, or maybe we'll go to the one that's the big amusement park we have here in Montreal.
Uh-huh.
And maybe if we stop on the Ferris wheel, maybe if we're at the top, maybe I'll ask her there, who knows, you know?
I like the Ferris wheel idea. That's cool.
Yeah, I know. It's not like, I mean, too bad the expo's aren't around. I mean, because you've seen this, I guess you've seen this in major league sports stadiums or hockey arenas where a guy said, from Jeff to Diane, will you marry me? You know, that type of stuff.
Uh-huh.
To me, that's not romantic. That's impersonal.
I think it's impersonal, too. That would be the word I would use.
Yeah.
You know, people think it's funny, but it's not. The first person who did it was probably clever, but now it's old hat.
Yeah. Did you hear what ESPN did a story about food safety in hockey in arenas and stadiums? Did you hear about this?
I didn't see it. No, what did they say?
Believe it or not, they said the arenas and stadiums here in Canada were in better, you know, health wise, were better than summer. Better, like they said the MC. I think they said it was the MCI Center in D.C. was the worst one of the bunch. Like, guys would, when you wanted a cold drink, you want ice in it. Instead of using a scooper, some people would use their hands.
Ugh.
You know, they'd serve sushi at room temperature and stuff like that. You know, so it
you know what, Sam? Here's the thing. I hate to tell you, but if we knew half of what was happening when we went out to eat, probably all of us would stay in our house and never go out to eat. But I could see some of the arenas being really bad.
Yeah, that. Well, not to mention with the price of what they're charging. So anytime, like Julie and I go to like a football game or a hockey game, what we do is we have dinner before we go. Or if it's on a Saturday night, if the Canadians are playing, we'll have like a late dinner, you know, after the game because you know for what they charge and whatever, you know, things like that.
Well, plus it's better. I mean, go someplace where, like I call it, the white tablecloth. Go someplace where they got a white tablecloth to grub either before or after, and then go to the arena.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Okay, one other thing. Okay, I haven't heard, but is that I call it plug. Still holding in the Gulf?
It's still holding. The temporary cap is working, and the relief wells are going ahead, and they think they're going to be finished with them in 2 weeks.
Okay, now will that save any of the shrimp fishermen along Louisiana, or is this year basically a write-off?
Well, I think the damage has been done. There's so many miles have been destroyed, and so
right.
many of those livelihoods are done for now.
Right.
But, you, hey, any amount that they can cap off is a good thing. And then work on, focus on the cleanup, and that's it. And then it's a question of what happens with the drilling moratorium for that.
Right. Right.
For future, for the platforms that are already there and future permits and stuff, I'll be very interested to see what ultimately happens with that. Hey, okay. Sam, you have a good one.
Take care.
All right, so as I was telling Sam, there is that temporary cap in place. Yes, it's holding. At this point, the relief wells are going ahead strongly. It's looking pretty good on that front anyway. How about this story? You know, he mentioned this about Michigan and the oil spill. Because it's a Canadian-based company, and the EPA is doubling now, at this point, their resources in trying to contain it. That's what they're saying anyway. Governor Granholm is behind herself demanding a response to this spill. About 20,000 barrels of oil, at least that's what's being estimated so far, have spilled. And the company set up a website and even a toll-free number for residents and people to volunteer if they want to, because if, you know, people are feeling the oil fumes and they don't want to come near the scene and blah blah blah. So they're trying to get the spot set up the way it was. They had a news conference in Battle Creek, and they're saying at this point they've made significant progress, and they're hoping that things will return back to normal. But oil started leaking from a 30-inch line on Monday, and it moved from a creek into the Kalamazoo River, which flows from pretty close to the city of Battle Creek into Lake Michigan. The pipeline carries about 190,000 barrels of oil a day from Griffith, Indiana to Ontario. The leak was stopped on Tuesday, but it's still about the response and the oil booms and the excavating the broken pipeline to figure out what went wrong. And then, you know, there's always the cry for more study to try to prevent something futuristic happening. Two homes near the spill were evacuated. 25 people were worried about health issues, but the slick now spans 16 miles, and it is that worry about reaching Morrow Lake between Battle Creek and the city of Kalamazoo. Ooh, how much contamination would happen if that happens. I'll take some more on the flip side.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
I'm going to throw this number out to you before we go to some more calls. The ousted governor, Blagojevich, by the way, pleading, as you know, not guilty to 24 counts that included trying to sell or trade an appointment to Obama's Senate seat for a cabinet post, a private gig, or whatever, serious money. If he actually is convicted, he could face about $6 million in fines, and he could be sentenced to 415 years in prison. But you can be sure he'll get a lot less under probably the federal guidelines if it comes to that. But where does the jury go? Do they actually embrace Blago, or do they think he's a smug individual who had something else up his sleeve? I think there's more to this story. I said this the other night because of the dirty politics in Chicago. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Yo, Don, what's happening?
Hey, Kate. I think you have a good joke because he's a dork. But anyways.
He just has – the only thing he has going for him is the thick head of hair, I guess.
No. It's like a mop. But anyway, by the way, that abracadabra, I was thinking old Sam might have to be using that on his girlfriend, huh? So,
yeah, because you heard him say, I love that he's fearless in telling that, but this is the second time around, because her husband died, the woman that he wants to marry, so she's a little skittish.
Yeah. No, I'm just pulling a joke. But, you know, I love Sam, and can I tell you something, Kate? It might help him out. Maybe I can pass a word to him.
Sure.
You know, every time I listen to him talk to you, I count the words. I'm sitting there waiting for the word hockey to come in.
I know.
And I'm like, if he could go one night on a date with his girlfriend and not mention the word hockey or anything about it, she probably would have a just being shocked and just say, sure, no matter. Yeah, let's do it.
just drop the hockey from it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but anyway, I mean, when I was a kid, in my early 20s, every word that came out of my mouth was football. So,
yeah.
So you know, in fact, I remember dating a girl later, about 8 years later, well, maybe it was about 10 years later, we went on a date, and she was just like, you know, I remember when we went out before, and there wasn't a word that didn't come out of your mouth that had something to do with sports. And she says, you haven't mentioned it all night long, I can't believe this. So,
I said, I love it.
Well, maybe some of us grow up. But anyway, though, so you heard that they put a block on this federal judge block.
Yep.
Some of the Arizona immigration law.
Yep.
What? I mean, I don't get it. How do you block some of it and not some of it? It's kind of.
Well, that's how you try to protect your turf as well. And what happened was you already know this. The main thing was the big part of it that the judge said, okay, the judge blocked the most controversial section, which was the idea that the police can't question people about immigration status, which is what infuriated so many other people. But what also a lot of people said was, hooray, finally, well, how can you not? Here's what I don't understand, Don. How can you not do that anyway? Like, let's say I'm the bad guy. I'm just a bad guy, and I'm in the country illegally, but I'm a smash-and-grab robber. And then you pick me up. Well, then, of course, you're going to know that I'm in the country illegally, right?
Well, yeah, but this comes back to my national ID card thing I was talking to you about, Kate. You know what? And I can understand the concept. If an officer, okay, let's say you're driving down the road and your light's out, back your tail light's out.
Sure.
And the officer pulls you over. He's got right to pull you over. Your tail light's out. Tells your tail light's out. You need to get fixed. Let me see your license, registration, insurance, please. Okay? And you can't even speak English to him. Okay? Or, you know, but at the same time, if he starts asking questions about the immigration, I can understand, because if it was somebody he pulled over that could speak English, maybe he's not asking those questions about immigration. So my point being is that what's going to have to happen is that they're going to have to ask the same questions to everybody. You know, if they pull you over, can I see your license and registration, please? Are you, is this your residence? You know, and they ask you those questions anyways on your, you know, they look at your license and say, is this your present residence? You know,
that's right. Yeah.
And then it's going to have to be a complete, you know, if they start, you know, in other words, are you here legally in the United States? Do you have proof of residency? They're going to have to ask everybody, Kate. They can't, and that's where the question, you know, that's what the people are screaming about. But the thing that really peeves me and just sets me on fire, Kate, is every time you listen to one of these people that are the leaders or the defendants or whatever, or, you know, trying to support the illegals, et cetera, and they say, oh, this is a federal government issue. This is a federal government issue. They should take care of it. And you know why they say that, Kate? Because they know the federal government's going to do nothing about it.
That's right. The federal government won't do anything. They haven't for how many decades now?
Exactly. And so they know that by telling the states, you can't do this, you know what? Well, guess what? It's state land along with federal land. You know, if you're in somebody's state, you're in their state, got to follow their laws along with federal laws. Okay? And so, you know, if one state says, hey, we think it's illegal for people to be here that aren't supposed to be in the United States, then they should be able to enforce their state laws and not have somebody come in and say, well, wait a minute, this is against the federal law. Because it isn't against the federal law, Kate. The people are not supposed to be here, okay? And I just get so mad when I hear these people sit there and go, well, it's a federal issue. Let's just not do nothing about it and keep invading the United States until eventually 80% of the people here are from third world countries. You got trash laying out in the street, people's crap out in the street because they can't use a bathroom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to third world countries, Kate, how
yes.
filthy some of them look, you know. I mean, my mom, we love watch that Slumdog Millionaire together, and we just love that movie, but we were looking at some of the pictures going, is that what India really looks like, you know? Somewhere, it's not high on our vacation list, I'll put it that way. You know, everybody'd love to see the Taj Mahal, but you look how dirty and, you know, and some of these third world countries are, and you shake your head, and you're just like, you know, is that what we want the United States to become? Because they're not coming here to become Americans. You know, they're not coming here to, live by our customs, et cetera. You know?
No, you're absolutely
right. They don't even want to learn the language. They just want to come here and live in their little own community, you know? Well, there's reasons why these countries, third world countries, Kate, and it isn't because, you know, somebody took a dump on them, you know? I mean, there's reasons why those countries are that way, and, you know, if we get into it, then I'm going to be called the biggest racist in the world, which is not, you know? But in any case, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. I know that sheriff in Maricopa County, the one that covers Phoenix, is making tent jails again, and I heard, and where he can store them all up there, and that guy's a trip. You heard about that guy, right?
Sheriff Joe's not going to back down. He says he's still going to do what he normally does, no matter what.
Yeah, and he puts his guys out. He says, I ain't paying for air conditioning for you guys in the summer. Forget it. He puts them out in tent jails and treats them like real criminals, you know. And in any case, though, I don't care. I'm just, you know, it's until somebody's got the guts to do something at the federal level, these states are going to have to, you know, do something because, you know, like, I mean, California's spending $10 billion a year on illegal people being in the state.
Yes.
And they're $20 billion short in their budget.
Yeah.
You know?
Guess what? Because they allowed that to happen, now you've got people who are going to have a pay cut of about 15% because they're going to be furloughed for 3 days a month at least where they don't get paid. So they get 3 days off, but they don't get paid. How many can afford to do that in a state like California?
Exactly. But, you know, Kate, I don't get me wrong. You know, I know a lot of people out of here, you know, and I don't know if they're legal or not, and they work, and they don't cause problems. I'd probably say 95% of the people that are here in this country illegally are following the laws, and they're just working, you know. And my only fear about the whole thing, and we talked about this before, is that you're not importing millionaires. You know, you're not importing people who are going to be, you know, at the upper level that pay the taxes.
Yeah.
You're increasing the size of the middle and lower classes is what you're doing. And, you know, like I said, back to what I believe the number one issue in America's problem is the tax structure. You know, if the poorest person in America was paying the same percentage or the same equal amount as the richest person in America and everybody in between, then we wouldn't have to worry about these different class levels, you know, and whether eventually there's not going to be enough rich people to pay for everything for all the other people, you know. And so I'm not looking at it as to right now. You know, right now, yeah, it's probably, you know, it's an issue, and, you know, a lot of states that are being affected by it are upset about it. But I'm looking at, you know, 30, 40, 50 years down the road from now, Kate, what happens when we've got 400 million people in this country and 350 million of them don't pay taxes because of the way this ridiculous tax structure of ours is set up.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to have the other 50 million people. Right now they're talking about how we can't even, you know, they're not even going to be able to keep Social Security going because there's not enough money coming into it now.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to get Social Security, no way.
It's the exact same thing because those people are, you know, there's too many people that are going to be drawing Social Security versus too many people that are putting in. Same thing with the tax structure. You know, if there's, you know, people, everyone says they pay taxes because, you know, you get taxes taken out of your check at work. But, yeah, look at the refunds you get at the end of the year, you know. I mean, you know, when taxes are due, you know, and then subtract that from the taxes you paid, you know. I did that, Kate. I paid $9,000 last year after I got my refund done, you know. But, you know, for a single person. Now, maybe, you know, $9,000 isn't a fair share. Maybe I should be paying more. I don't know. But that's the whole point. There's very few people that know this tax structure, exactly how it works, and who's paying what, you know. And you hear talk show hosts sit there and go, well, the upper 15% of the country is flipping the tax bill, you know. And, you know, you don't know if they're telling the truth or not. You know, I mean, maybe they are. But I'm telling you, I gotta let you go on, but I'm just telling you, they've got to straighten this out. It's gotta be an even thing. I don't know if it's a fair tax or a flat tax.
Or
what they do.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I agree with you.
It's gotta be straightened out. So
I agree with you, Don. It's out of control. I agree with you. A lot of it has to do with the tax structure. We don't want to have a situation where it's completely the haves and the have-nots, and that's where.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Baby, I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We've got too much to hide.
You heard Don mention Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who is probably the most controversial cop in the country in Maricopa County, Arizona. And he's saying that despite the federal court ruling on Hump Day blocking parts of Arizona's new immigration law, it's going to have really no effect on how he does business pretty much. For 25%, he's responsible for 25% of all. Is this crazy, this number? 25% of all U.S. deportations, and he's going to do a major sweep on Thursday to catch even more illegals. He is the take no crap, take no prisoners kind of guy. He is the straight talking, I don't care if you like me, I don't care what you think, but my job is to keep people safe, and this is what I'm going to do. So why should I wait? I keep enforcing what I've always been enforcing. So, there's no change to my life. I'm gonna continue to do what I normally do in Maricopa County, and it is not take any crap from any of the prisoners too that he gets. Where, as Don mentioned a little bit, they put the people in the men in tents and make them work, And it doesn't matter about the heat. They're out there in the heat and doing what they have to do. Okay, when we talk about the law, the one thing, let's be clear on this, the one thing when we're talking about parts of the law are still in effect. It's just one element of it was struck down, which was really the big thing, which was really the difference, that you could ask for people's paper. The other parts of the law that will still be part of what would kick in on Thursday, and by the way, it's called SB 1070. That is the specific law in Arizona. So the idea that a police officer or sheriff's deputy could ask somebody for their papers if they're in the country legally or whatever, they can't do that. But there is a ban on so-called sanctuary cities and the criminalization of hiring day laborers who are in the country illegally. So that's still there. The law dealing with the sanctions for employers who hire knowingly illegal people is there. It stands. It stands the test, which means that the corporations like the meat, I keep saying meatpacking because that's usually what it comes down to. There's plenty of meatpacking plants that don't hire illegals in this country. But whenever we seem to see on the news that there's some kind of a big bust in some little town somewhere, it has to do with a meatpacking plant or a farm somewhere, because you think of what the jobs are. That stood up, and that's good. That, at least that part's good, because it should have stood up. But what does the Arizona immigration ruling ultimately mean? It means that the judge is saying this isn't the way to pick up the pieces for what the U.S. government has failed to do. And definitely this is on course. This is fast-tracking to the Supreme Court. 7 lawsuits, 1 filed by the Department of Justice, were trying to block the implementation of the law. So successfully they did that. Remember, this kicked in or was signed in April. Wow. A lot happened in April, didn't it? But this was signed in April. And the guy who actually authored the law, Russell Pierce, said that he knew this was going to be a huge legal battle. And I think pretty much all of us felt that it's going to go all the way to the top. And is it going to be a 5-4 decision? Is it going to go all the way up the flagpole and come back 5-4? Now, the Court of Appeals takes up the case in a matter of days. The earliest the Supreme Court could look at it would be October. They're out for summer recess, so that can't happen until then. And I believe Arizona will keep the guns loaded and they'll go full speed ahead and just see where the chips fall. Take the chances with the Supreme Court. And, of course, Arizona Senator John McCain and John Kyle, this isn't a surprise, both Republicans, came out against the ruling, saying it was wasting taxpayers' resources, filing a lawsuit against Arizona in the first place, and, you know, why do this and why go after a state? And it's not the last we've heard of this or the last that we will talk about it on America Tonight. A couple of other quick things as we wrap up this hour here on ATN. 4 Americans were killed in Afghanistan. It was a deadly day in what has become a very deadly month for international troops. And 3 service members were killed. Oh, this, of course, was back in the beginning of the week. 3 service members were killed in attacks in the east and south. And then a 4th died in a bombing. All 4 casualties were Americans. And, you know, we look at now what's happened, the removal of Stanley McChrystal as the general. And what is the American strategy in Afghanistan? It's going to stay the same. And what, slow and steady wins the race? That we just keep on the course and we'll see what happens in another, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. I think what's going to happen here is Americans are dying, Americans are paying for the invasion and the war, and in the meantime, how much of our own security is eroding? and this is on the heels, the WikiLeaks thing, where you have in reports names revealed, Afghanistan people and folks and other people who cooperated, also military personnel, where they're from, pretty easy to figure that stuff out. And the oil spill, huge. The oil spill temporarily capped off. Couldn't get to those relief wells fast enough to get them done with, because once they're in place, that means all bets hopefully are off and everything is locked and secured and done, and that's it. And it's all about the cleanup. The focus is more on the cleanup. Here's what Admiral Thad Allen said the latest is on that.
Well, if it stands right now and the cap stays in place and we're able to kill the well, then we've seen the amount of oil that's going to be discharged. We're not going to declare any victory on this until that well is killed. Well, if it stands right now and the cap...
So you already said, I mean, it's obvious.
One of the things we're going to find out when we start to put the mud in for the static kill, if there's a precipitous drop in pressure, we'll know we have a well integrity issue at that point. If there is not, and we fill that well with mud right away and it holds pressure, I think we'll know a lot more about the condition of the well. We need to continue the response until the well is killed. And then after the well is killed, we need to understand that 4 to 6 weeks after that, we're probably still going to be...
Okay, so you got the gist of it. I mean, it was like he was repeating himself a little bit there. But it's about getting the well in place and waiting afterwards to make sure they did everything that they had to do to make to not have any oil leak. That was what the relief wells were going to do all along. Apparently, it's on course, unless some unforeseen thing happens, which has certainly been part and parcel for this spill in the Gulf of Mexico. But so far, I'm not going to go negative on you, so far it's capped. I think that's a good thing because a lot of people have lost their livelihoods. Perhaps at least heading into the tail end of the summer, maybe they get a little bit of that back, depending on what profession they're in. The shrimpers, I don't believe they will. And the same thing with the oyster guys, and even some that take people out on boats. But that can turn around a lot quicker if everything is sealed and it's more about the cleanup. So for my money, most of the problem with this whole thing was the focus should have been there in the first place. Focus on the problem, then worry about the fallout afterwards. You have plenty of time to point fingers, but not enough time, and there wasn't enough time at the beginning to just seal the deal, get it sealed, and move on from there. I'm going to leave you with this from Abraham Lincoln, who said, "America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves."